How do we make a tchum and include other people in the air of tchum? Somebody wants to place down air of tchum by putting down food outside the city, which would allow you to walk 2,000 amos from the place where the food was put down. How does he allow others to be included in the air of tchum? Maniach as a chavetz bomer, he places down the chavetz, the pitcher that contains the food that will be used for the air of tchum, and he says the following. This Eretz Chumim should be for all the townspeople. And if the townspeople have a chelek in the food, they also have an ownership in the food, they would automatically be included. And if they don't have a partnership in the food, then he would be mezakeh to them. He would make a kinyan and allow them to become partners in the food. So now that everybody in the town has a partnership in the food, they could be included in the Erev if they so desire. Now, this Erev Chumim would only be used by somebody who has to go to a mourner's house or to a Beit HaMishnah to a wedding. And an Erev Chumim can only be made for the purpose of a mitzvah. Somebody who needs to walk more than 2,000 amos outside the city in order to go to a Dvar Mitzvah, he would be allowed to be included in the Erev Chumim. So therefore, this Erev Chumim could only be used by somebody who wants to walk more than 2,000 hours for the purposes of a mitzvah. Anybody who has been notified that the Erev Chumim has been made for all the townspeople, he would be allowed to rely on the Erev Chumim and to walk 2,000 hours from the place where the Erev Chumim was put down. However, those members of the town, they were only notified about the Erev Chumim after it was already dark, after Shabbos had already started. They cannot rely on the Erev Chumim, since an Erev Chumim cannot be made after Shabbos had already started. As an Erev Chumim goes into effect Friday night as soon as it gets dark, so therefore only those that were notified about the Erev Chumim before Friday night could be included in the Erev Chumim. And since they were notified before Shabbos started about the Erev Chumim, even if they didn't decide that they want to use Erev Chumim until after Shabbos had already started, they would be allowed to do so. They don't have to make the decision before Shabbos. Even if they only decide after Shabbos already started that they do want to rely on Erev Chumim, they can go ahead and walk 2,000 amos from the place where the Erev Chumim was put down. And if they want, they can decline to use the Erev Chumim. If they don't want to use Erev Chumim instead, they want to be allowed to walk 2,000 amos in the other direction of the city, they can decide they don't want to be included. It's up to them to decide, since they already knew about the Erev Chumim before it got dark. However, those that did not know about the Erev Chumim until after Shabbos already started, they cannot rely on the Erev Chumim, and they would not be allowed to walk 2,000 amos from the place where the Erev Chumim was put down. What are the minimum amount of food that is needed for an Erev Chumim, somebody who puts down food outside the city, allowed to walk 2,000 amos in a place where the food is put down? How much food is needed for that Erev Chumim? You need at least two meals for each individual that is to be using this Erev. And the way an Erev works is that the place where the food is put down, that's considered the person's makom shpisa, the place where he is residing on Shabbos. And since he is residing in that place, he needs enough food for the entire Shabbos, which is the amount of two meals. What should be the size of those meals? The size of the meals that a person eats during the week, not the size of the meals that a person eats on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Meir. If a person eats larger meals on Shabbos than he does during the week, you don't need to put down the larger meal that a person eats on Shabbos. Instead, it would be sufficient to have the smaller meals that a person would generally eat during the week. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer le Shabbos below the chol. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The size of the meals would be the amount of food that is eaten on Shabbos, not during the week. Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda stating their opinion and what they consider a leniency. And both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda want to be lenient with regard to the size of the meal that is needed for an Erev Chumim. According to Rabbi Meir, a person eats more on Shabbos than he does during the week, so therefore he wants to be lenient, and he says you only need the size of the meals that are eaten during the week. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person eats larger meals during the week than he does on Shabbos. The reason being is that on Shabbos, a person must eat shalosh shudas. Three meals are eaten on Shabbos, not just the two meals that are generally eaten during the week. So therefore, since a person eats three meals on Shabbos, he eats less at each meal than he would during the week, since during the week he eats only two meals. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says the size of the meals are the amount that you eat on Shabbos, not during the week. And Rabbi Yehuda considers that a leniency. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Gaimer, Mekikar Babundion, Me'arba Sarim B'Selv. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Gaimer gives a precise size to the meals that are to be used for an Eretz Chum. He says the amount that is needed for an Eretz Chum is one loaf of bread that costs a bundion at a time when it costs a seller to buy four saw of flour. That loaf of bread that costs a bundion would be the amount of two meals. The loaf of bread would be six eggs, which is enough for two meals, according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broga. Now, a pundion is 1/48 of a selah. And if you combine four saan with one selah, and four saan is 576 eggs, so 1/48 of that, which is the amount that you can buy with a pundion, would be 12 eggs. However, that's 12 eggs worth of flour, not of baked bread. Baked bread costs twice as much as flour. So if you want to buy baked bread with a pundion, instead of buying 12 eggs worth of baked bread, you would buy 6 eggs worth of baked bread. And 6 eggs would be enough to be considered two meals. And that's how much is needed for an Eretz Chum, according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broga. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shtei Yadois Latikar, Meisolos Lekach. Rabbi Shimon said, you need 2/3 of a loaf of bread for an Eretz Chum at a time when there are 3 loaves of bread in a cup. The standard size loaf of bread is 1/3 of a cob. 2/3 of that loaf would be considered two meals, which is the amount of 5 1/3 eggs. And Rabbi Shimon is more lenient than Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broga. According to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broga, you need a loaf of bread that consists of 6 eggs worth. That is the amount of two meals. While Rabbi Shimon holds, you only need 2/3 of a loaf of bread, which is the amount of 5 1/3 eggs. And according to Rabbi Shimon, the standard size loaf of bread is 8 eggs. And 2/3 of that is 5 1/3 eggs. That would be sufficient for two meals. And that's the amount you need for an Eretz Chum, according to Rabbi Shimon. A half of a loaf of bread, that is what is needed for a Beis HaMenuga, a house that has Sarat. As it did it, that a house that is afflicted with Sarat, anybody who enters the house would become tummy immediately upon entry. However, the clothes that he is wearing does not become tummy immediately. Only if he spends enough time in the house for him to eat one meal with the clothes that he is wearing, also become tummy. Now, half of a loaf of bread is the amount of one meal. As we said, a loaf of bread is the amount of two meals, and that's the amount that is needed for an Eretz Chum. And half of a loaf of bread is one meal. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan Broga, somebody who eats half of a loaf of bread, and he eats the amount of three eggs, as we said, that a loaf of bread consists of six eggs, according to Rabbi Yochanan Broga. So half of a loaf is three eggs. And somebody who spends enough time in the house that has the rock for him to eat a loaf of bread that consists of three eggs, his clothing would become tummy. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, a loaf of bread consists of 8 eggs. So somebody who spends enough time in the house that has the rock for him to eat a loaf of bread that consists of 4 eggs, his clothing would become tummy. Now, even though we said that according to Rabbi Shimon, only 2/3 of a loaf of bread is needed for an Eretz Chum, and 2/3 of a loaf of bread, which is the amount of 5 1/3 eggs, would be enough for two meals for an Eretz Chum. However, that's only with regard to an Eretz Chum. The Chachamim were lenient with an Eretz Chum, and therefore they considered 2/3 of a loaf of bread to be an amount of two meals. However, with regard to a Beis HaMenuga, a house that has Sarah, an entire loaf of bread of 8 eggs would be considered two meals, according to Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, half of a loaf, which is 4 eggs, would be the amount of time you have to spend in a house that has Sarat in order for your clothing to become tummy. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, if you spend enough time in a house that has Sarat to eat a loaf of bread that consists of 4 eggs, your clothing that you're wearing would become tummy. And 1/4 of a loaf of bread is the amount that would make your body tummy from eating truma. And the Rabbanan decree that somebody who eats food that is tummy, he would be considered puffle from eating truma. He would not be allowed to eat truma until he immerses himself in the mikvah. Now, how much tummy food does a person have to be eating in order to be puffle from eating truma? 1/4 of a loaf of bread. So according to Rabbi Yochanan Broga, a loaf of bread consists of 6 eggs. So somebody who eats food that is tummy, the amount of 1.5 eggs, his body would be puffle from eating truma, and he would have to immerse himself in the mikvah before eating truma. While according to Rabbi Shimon, a loaf of bread consists of 8 eggs, so a quarter of a loaf is 2 eggs. So according to Rabbi Shimon, somebody who eats food that is tame, the amount of 2 eggs, his body is possible from eating truma, and he would have to immerse himself in the mitzvah before eating truma.